June 2007, Section 3, Question 7. Here we're looking for the disagreement between Antonio and Marla. And so Antonio says, one can live a life of moderation by never deviating from the middle course. So moderation, never deviate from the middle course. But then one loses the joy of spontaneity and misses the opportunities that come to those who are occasionally willing to take great chances or to go too far. So you could lose the joy of spontaneity and miss the opportunities that come to those who are willing to take great chances. Now, Antonio sets up the things they can disagree about. So there are really just a couple of claims. One, you can live a life of moderation by never deviating from the middle course. That's the first claim. And the second is, doing so, you will lose the joy of spontaneity. And third, that you'll miss opportunities that come to those willing to take great chances. Now, Marla says, but one who, in the interests of moderation, never risks going too far or is actually failing to live a life of moderation. One must be moderate even in one's moderation. Now, clearly, Marla is only making a claim about Antonio's first sentence, which is, one can live a life of moderation by never deviating from a middle course. Marla would say that's wrong, that moderation needs to be moderate itself, and therefore the true principle of moderation or true moderation would occasionally incur moments of extremes. And so what they disagree about is Antonio's first statement that never deviating from the middle course equals a life of moderation. So answer choice A, whether it's desirable for people to occasionally take great chances. It's not about whether or not it's desirable. Antonio doesn't say that, and Marla doesn't disagree. B, what a life of moderation requires of a person. They do seem to disagree about this, because Antonio is saying it's never deviating from the middle course, whereas Marla is saying, no, it's actually that you sometimes take risks. C, whether it's possible for a person to embrace other virtues along with moderation. It's not whether or not it's possible to do that. It's whether or not what that entails and whether or not that constitutes moderation. So D, how often a person ought to deviate. They don't disagree about how often and whether it's desirable to be moderately spontaneous. It's not about whether it's desirable. And therefore, answer choice B is going to be our correct one. They disagree about what moderation actually means.